What's up, After Buzzers? We've got Tara, Alexandria, and a quest for self-love coming up next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey.
This is our favorite party. What's happening out here?
You can dance.
I do the old school.
What's up, everybody? I'm your host, Tiffany Tony, and you are watching another episode of AfterBuzz TV for Revenge Body. This episode, and I'm just going to tell you, they jumped right into it with this title, The Single Mom and the Disappointing Daughter. To my left, I have my good friend and co-host, D-Ren.
Hi, everybody.
And we have Javier here today.
Hey, everybody.
You guys recognize him, don't ya?
Don't ya?
And Raven French.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Maybe your last name should be Brit or something like that, since you always do that.
I'll change it. All
right, so today we are talking about Tara's journey, and then we're going to transition into Alexandria and her journey, and then we're going to talk about the quest to self-love and what that means to us, to you, and to you, Javier, because you actually went through this and you've experienced it, and I'm sure watching this for you, you know, you can share some enlightening information for us. So I want to start by talking about Tara. So she was, her job, she was a bridal consultant, and as you guys heard, she had a lot of difficulty emotionally with this, with her job, although she was passionate about it because her mother did pass away, and she's raising a child currently that her mother did not get the chance to meet. Also going through a custody battle. So I would like to hear you all's thoughts on, you know, her and what you made of her journey.
I was just...
You're so silly.
I was about to say, always the bridesmaid, never the bride. You know that saying?
Yeah.
That always the bridesmaid, always never the bride. And the reason why I chuckled, because it's like... I thought about last week when... about the dancer who wanted to be a dancer, but she stayed on the sideline. And it just, I always wonder, like, how we manifest those type of things and how we really want something, but we just go right next to it instead of taking the limelight and accepting it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, do you think that it's maybe, you know, we don't think we deserve those things?
Absolutely. It comes from a place of not feeling enough, or coming from a place of self-lack, coming from the spirit of lack, and looking at what you don't have or what you are missing versus what you have and what you've already accomplished.
And when I think tonight's episode, where it hit me, where I can really relate to it, both of them were dealing with, like, self-love issues. So they both felt, like D-Ran said, they weren't enough. And you know, it's hard to really start your journey of fitness and working out, getting better, when you don't believe in yourself. You know what I mean? And they weren't even that bad. You know, like they, but inside they felt terrible.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, so I could really relate to that. I know how that feels, and that's what kept me big so long. You know, I could have worked out time and time again, but I would get discouraged because I didn't have that self love.
It does. It's, if you don't have it internally. The best way to have it is have internal motivation. That's for everybody. But some of us don't have as much or enough to sustain us in the beginning. So starting with external motivation is always a great thing. And that's really what the show provided for us, is some external motivation, external self-worth, self-worth, until we got to the place to get internal motivation and internal self-worth.
Now, she mentioned that she did come from a single-parent home. And I don't know how many of you can relate to that, or, you know, how do you feel that that kind of plays a role in you building that self-love and self-worth? Do you think it has any effect at all, or is it more of...
It definitely has an effect, but it depends on the parenting. So I meet people who are, I wish my dad were this, I wish my dad were that, and had done this and had done that. I was raised with a stepfather up until about 13.
Wow.
But my mom is such a G that
on,
I didn't realize it. When I hear other people, I'm like, that's how I realize how tough and good of a mom my mom was, because the feeling of lack didn't exist. Even though we didn't have anything, just the way that she raised us, the energy she raised us in, it was no, she didn't talk bad about my dad. She didn't do any of those things. I still, once I got an adult, she was like, that no good.
Now that you're old enough to decide for yourself.
Exactly. So that didn't exist for me. When I see it in other people, I'm like, oh, wow. I see the difference in parents.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Styles.
Right. You have children. Did you have help with your children?
So I had help because of my family support system. Okay. Their dad is in Chicago, which is my hometown. So, and we were married. The separation created something different where I'm like, who is this human?
Really?
Like, I did it. So that was tough, and I had to pull on my mom and, you know, just smile through it and not let my kids know until they got old and I could say that.
So what did you guys think about kind of her? I mean, it seemed like in the beginning she was extremely resistant to her trainer. Her trainer was, correct me if I'm wrong, where's she at?
Autumn,
yes. Mm-hmm. So her trainer was Autumn. Did you guys think that Autumn was a good fit for her? And why do you think she was somewhat resistant in the beginning?
Well, I think they were a real good fit because, you know, she's a single mom and she was able to do it at home just like Autumn, you know, designed her program. Mm-hmm. And I think for Autumn, it was a growing experience also because at first you could kind of see that she really didn't know how to, like, go about it. Mm-hmm. She kind of talked to Chloe. And then after that, I could see her confidence went up and then also Tara's confidence went up.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, even just from my perspective as a person who used to be a personal trainer, it is very touchy when you're getting to know someone new as a client because each client is different and it's... You have to be sensitive to their needs. You have to figure out what pushes them, what motivates them, what makes them feel bad, what are triggers for them, and to try to make sure that you don't activate those triggers. And then if you do, it's definitely a challenge. It's not just showing up and putting together a workout.
50 push-ups.
Right. It's different for each person. So I can relate to Autumn on that note.
I think she expressed the most what probably... most, if not all, the participants felt at some time, which is just, I don't want to look bad. I don't know how you guys feel about
that. She was
on TV.
I ain't gonna lie. She said what everybody was thinking. Like, I don't know how this gonna play out, so I ain't about to say all that.
Right.
We all have been there at one point in time. Yeah.
So, Javier, when we talk a lot on this show about, like, trainer-client compatibility, from your experience, what were some of the things that, like, if you could pick any trainer, what were some of the most important things to make you feel comfortable and secure with, you know, trusting somebody along this journey?
Well, I think they matched me up perfectly with Leon. Mm-hmm. I love a lot of the other trainers. I love Ashley's style. You know, she's, you know, very she's dynamic. Funny. She could come at, she could be real, you know, very real, but at the same time, she could be very empathetic. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate that with her and Latrell. I just think Luke is very, you know, warm and caring. I appreciate that with him. I like Leon because, you know, we really connected. Mm-hmm. And as soon as day one, you know, like, it's kind of like growing up, the way I grew up. Mm-hmm. Like, so a lot of times when you meet someone, you're going to have to fight. And that was day one. Day one, I got there. Day one, we had a fight. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, you want this? You want this? Show me you want this. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate that because it took me back to those days where I was like, yeah, like, you really, sometimes you have to fight for it. If you really want it, you have to fight for it. And he has that passion. He has that style. And, you know, I fed off of that every day. Every day I walked in and I seen that he said he wasn't comfortable with how he looked. He wanted to do better for himself. He's like, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to push this up more. Well, not that he wasn't comfortable, but he just wanted more.
Of course.
Yeah, and I said, you know, that pumped me up because I was like, look at him. Like, he's yoked.
Right.
He's
right.
Yeah, and he wants more. Like, he's like, I need to tone down. I need to do this, and I need to do that. So I was like, you never stop growing. You know what I mean? You never stop progressing. And I said, I'm ready to go. I fed off of that every day.
Mm. Clearly, because you went in there like, if I go into a fight, I expect to win.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
If I would have gone in there, I'm like, I'm about to get my head knocked off. Like, oh, my God.
I know you have to. You know, that's the way. Anytime, and that's what I'll tell everybody right now. Like, this is the biggest thing that I learned that I had to relearn. This is what I've always known, but I really didn't give myself this opportunity for a long time. give yourself a chance. Mm. And that's the way I've always been. You know what I mean? Give yourself a chance.
Absolutely.
And for a long time, you know, I didn't. Mm-hmm. I said, it's over for me. Like, I'm done. This is going to be me.
So did you relate to Tara's kind of negativity and resistance in the beginning?
Yeah, definitely.
Was it interesting to watch that from someone else?
It was, because it's like, I remember, like, she didn't want to look in the mirror and stuff like that. Like, that's how I was. Like, she would look at herself like, oh, look at this. Like, that's how I was. And my wife would even tell me, calm down. Like, don't do something about it. You know, like, don't be so harsh on yourself. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't even be in any pictures. There's a chunk of years where it looks like Rosie's a single mom. My wife, Rosie, right? I'm not in the pictures, right?
A twist on single mom. Yeah,
I was there the entire time, but I
camera comes out,
like, I'm out, yeah? So we have to take the pictures, especially when we go to Disneyland. They'll be like, we could take the picture, sir. Like, no, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
It's funny you say that, though. My mom, actually, there was a few years of our lives where she was like, I don't want to be in the pictures. But she used it. It was motivation for her to lose weight and start, you know, changing her diet and figuring out, you know, what processed foods she was eating to stop eating them. So it's interesting how that can have an effect on people.
I was the same.
You know, like,
really? I've always been fabulous. Whatever way that it. No, I'm just playing. I'm just messing with y'all. Like, I'm never messing.
I think one thing that I liked that I'm not sure if Autumn said it or Ashley. I think it was Autumn. Well, she said, look at that number. You'll never see it again.
I loved that, too. Yeah, I thought that was powerful.
That's the way I look at it now. Like, I'm taking pictures now because I'm still going to get better. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to look back.
You want to look back?
Yeah, I do. You know that?
Yeah. I love that.
Can I ask a question, though?
Yeah, definitely.
When you talked about, like, not looking at yourself in the mirror and all that stuff, which now, as this is a recurring theme, a lot of us, because I was even the same way, right? So that was like, oh, wow. But for some people, or you, for instance, you were married. So you had someone that already looked at you for who you were and looked at you like you were beautiful. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Beautiful, handsome, and all these type of things. And so how did that not translate over into you feeling that same way?
Yeah, it did. Of course, I know my wife fell in love with me at a different time. That's the way I looked at it before. She fell in love with me at a different time. You know what I mean? So I was like, oh, I used to look better, and now she's kind of putting up with me, and then she loves me. So I kind of had that. And she would even tell me, I love you. Like, there's nothing wrong with you. And I would kind of get discouraged because, you know, my wife is a little smaller.
Yeah.
And there'd be times when she'd gain a little bit of weight. We'd start working out. 2 weeks into it, she's skinny already. Got cuts in the... Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm looking at myself
and I'm like, oh, nah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, I'm cool. I don't want to work out anymore. So I get discouraged, you know what I mean? But she was always there. And she always let me know that she loved me. It was more like of a thing with me. I had to really learn how to fully love myself again. To appreciate the love that she provides me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on, brother.
That's amazing. How much weight did you lose at the end of yours?
56 pounds at the end of it.
Wow.
What are you at now?
Last time I checked, I was about 80 pounds now.
That's insane. I'm so happy for you.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, 12 weeks is not a lot of time. And Tara lost 40 pounds in that time. So, I mean, that's extreme. Yeah. That's extreme. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Did she? No, I'm lying. She lost 28 pounds. Alexandria lost 40. Yeah, that's almost 30 pounds. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of weight to lose in that amount of time. What did you guys think of her reveal? Of Tara's reveal in her little blue dress.
I was like, I'm a single lady. She looks so adorable.
She did. Chad probably called her as soon as he saw it.
Yes.
Like, you know what, baby? I'm so sorry.
Maybe I was wrong.
I thought that was like real dedication because she moved hours away.
Yeah.
Like, she set up shop. So I'm like, girl, what job you got? Did you just go ahead and do that? First, let's ask that question.
Right.
Check out what you're paying them bills. Not the third. No, I'm just playing. But she moved. That is the ultimate sign of like dedication. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm ready to make a change. Go on the ultimate mile. That was really much so to anybody who say, I can't.
Yeah.
Because, right?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
There is no because. There is no because.
Did they both move? Because I know Alexandria did too.
Alexandria moved, I think, within
Ohio. She went back to Ohio.
So Ohio to LA, and then she just moved from north to...
Correct.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So before we move on, you guys, I just want to give a shout out to our viewers and fans and let you guys know how much we appreciate y'all. We want to thank y'all for making us the ESPN of Talk TV. That's kind of a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Kind of a big deal. Mm-hmm. And for us to continue to grow, we just need you to do one thing. All right? all we need you to do is, if you're on YouTube right now, hit the like button, subscribe. If you are on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating, you guys. All thumbs up, all across the board. No matter what platform you're watching us on or listening to us on, we really, 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 really want your feedback. So feel free to comment, get involved in the conversation, okay? And more importantly, tell your friends about it so that we can all talk together. You know, this means a lot to us being a part of AfterBuzz, and you're a part of AfterBuzz too. So don't leave us hanging, keeping all those juicy thoughts to yourself. We want to hear what you got to say. All right? So, okay. I know you guys are dying to talk about Alexandria, so we're going to go ahead and talk about her. I thought she was so cute.
Me too.
And I couldn't believe she was 22. I mean, I thought she looked younger than that, to be honest. But
these two, their life, what brought them to here.
I cried. The first 60 seconds. Yes. I was crying.
I'm like, it's the intro, dear. And why are you crying?
I'm like, oh my God. It happened. I ain't even heard nothing yet. It was like, my name is, oh God. This is why. Yeah, it was, I mean, just to hear about the abortion at 14.
To have to
It's already traumatic to get pregnant. First of all, let me take a step back. It's already emotional turmoil to even be having sex at that age, right? To then take an even step further that you get pregnant. That's even more emotional turmoil. To then now you have to have an abortion, but not your choice. Somebody makes you have an abortion. Yes. Like, it was just like, whoa.
Yeah. I mean, I can't lie. If I
That's
were a parent.
That's middle school.
Yeah, well, maybe 8th or 9th grade,
yeah.
If I were a parent with a 14-year-old daughter and that happened, I don't know what I would do. I mean, I can see it from both sides. Like, I can understand why she would encourage her to have the abortion, but at the same time, I can understand how that would be also extremely traumatic for someone that age. So it's like...
And it sounds like it was no help after, as far as therapy. It could have been, but it just didn't. It didn't sound like there was anything. And a lot of times in... You don't think it's available.
Yeah.
You don't, you know, it's hard to get.
You don't know how to access it.
And then also, I find in communities of color, sometimes therapy is perceived as like a taboo. Can you relate to that, Javier? Like,
oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I went maybe 30 years without therapy when I should have went.
Yeah.
And even when I was trying to, since I was a kid, maybe about fifth grade, they tried to get counselors and therapists to see me. And I blew it off all the time.
Of course.
Well, a lot of it, too, is especially where I come from, it's viewed as snitching.
Yeah.
So I can't go tell my parents' business, and I can't go talk about it. So a lot of the times, I kind of swept it under the rug. Oh, everything's great. Everything's fantastic. You know, but inside, I really did want to talk to somebody. Mm-hmm. There was a lot that I needed to let out, and I didn't seek therapy until I was about maybe 30 years old.
I can relate to that.
Yeah, because, you know, it's like I'm quite sure we've all been told what happens in this house stays in this house. Yeah.
Like, is this Vegas?
Right? It was like, I just said that yesterday. Now, I do want to clarify. I don't blame her mom for making her do it. I guess the fact
that she went through it.
Yes,
of course.
It was kind
of
like, oh my gosh. Yeah. I just wanted to wrap my arms around her and just be like, girls, okay. It is okay.
It's definitely a tough decision because as a parent, you'd want the best for your children. And she came to the point where she maybe thought that having a child at 14 wasn't the best thing for her.
Right. So I can relate to that, too.
Yeah, because you know your kid the best. She knows her kid. You know, a parent knows their child better than anybody else. So she knew what her child needed.
For sure.
They didn't even discuss the kind of ongoing... what that causes ongoing, like, this would have been my child's birthday. This would have been... Because that, for most people that I've heard from, that doesn't just
go away.
Go away.
Yeah, that's powerful. Mm-hmm. What did you guys think about Alexandria's attitude in terms of how she was receptive to the training and the changes?
She was very she was very receptive to it. It was very funny when she was like halfway through, she said, I didn't have any self-worth. And Ashley was like, I know.
She was like, I thought Ashley was perfect for her.
She was amazing. And then she was like, I think I'm over him. She's like, so you know what you gotta do.
I know. She's like, we're gonna end the session early. Call him now.
That's
not
somebody's mama who don't, you know how people, mamas don't be wanting to get in your business. They be like, so you know what you gotta do.
I know. Like, they make you think it was your own idea. Yes. Maybe it was. We don't know.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. She ain't playing no games. Yeah.
No, I thought it was great. She ended up losing around 40 pounds, which is a lot for that amount of time.
Her waistline was as tall as her. Yeah. As she was.
When you break that down, I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you don't even think about it like that.
No, right. at all. It's like, wow, no. That's crazy.
No.
That show you that I will say that workout is proven because she mm-hmm. used it to have somebody gain weight with Eddie, who was mm-hmm. on the show,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and she had it to have somebody lose weight with Alexandria. So her mm-hmm. workout is a very all-around yeah. encompassing workout.
I love her. I think she's really just so intuitive and in touch with people, and she's able to kind of like unlock emotional barriers that mm-hmm. people may not have even realized they had. And I think that's really healthy and monumental in training. I mean, I know for me, there have been stages of my life where I haven't necessarily felt my best, and fitness has been my therapy, but only with trainers and fitness instructors who I feel like can unlock that emotional mm-hmm. barrier for me, because otherwise yeah. I'm not going to come back.
Yeah. Right.
So how do you feel about that, Javier?
You know, crazy, because I talked to her a few times, and I was a fan. Before I was on the show, the reason I got on the show is because I'm a fan.
Of
the show. Oh. Yeah, of Ashley too, yeah. But Ashley and Latrell were always my favorite. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, yeah, they're real. So when I got to see them first, I was like, oh, bigger than life, you know what I mean? So, but yeah, I've always like loved her, the way she does it. You know, and she's, like you said, she has a range of how she mm-hmm. deals with people. Mm-hmm. It's not just one size fits all. Like,
right.
She, like, you could see, like you said, with Eddie, she had to handle it one way. Mm-hmm. With her, she had to handle it another way. With past participants, she did it. You know, everybody, mm-hmm. she sees what they need.
Absolutely.
She meets them where they are.
Yeah.
Question, because you guys have been on the show, and I know you have to probably do some type of questionnaire. Do they ask if you've watched the show, and do they ask if you have a preference of...
Do you remember
trainers?
That question was so long.
Yeah, I don't remember if they asked that. They did ask me if... When I went to the initial interview, mm-hmm. they asked me if I watched the show. And I said, yeah, I'm a fan of the show.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, yeah, that question was so long. After a while, I probably would just say, daddy issues, daddy issues, daddy.
Just put C on every question.
Yeah. They try to catch me slipping, too, because they're like, oh, yeah, well, who's your favorite then? Who's your favorite participant?
Oh.
But I already had, I was like, oh, Rocco.
Tricky.
You know what I mean? Gosh, you see, I've never seen it before I got on the show. Hence why I was truly shocked.
Hence why you thought it was mimosas and partying.
You guys, the part that tripped me out the most about Alexandria's journey was the fact that her man not only cheated on her, told her about it, but then told her the chick looked like Kylie Jenner. Like, why? Are you trying to kill this woman? Like, why would you say that to her?
I think maybe he seemed very immature, and I think he tried to, maybe she asked.
Well, they're 22. You know, yeah. We gotta keep context there. They are 22.
Yeah, you know when like a lot of times people ask, well, how was it? What was this? How did she look? Was she at least? And then he probably let it out.
So it wasn't like, hey, I cheated on you, and she looked like Kylie Jenner.
That's what I think.
You wanna see her Instagram?
The way it came out, I kind of like, dang, he just said, like, I cheated on you, baby, and she looked like Kylie Jenner.
And Chloe.
Wing, wing, wing.
Chloe, you know you could have laughed at that or something. You know you wanted a reaction.
That's probably so awkward.
That's her little sister. She's probably like, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, that's something. What I was thinking. I was just like, that's her little sister. She probably like, what? Like,
I needed something. I don't know what. I needed a cut to the staff in the back or something. And then back there, I just needed something.
So like, awkward.
Act like we didn't hear that guy.
I think we were all like, oh.
Yes, that she said. And the fact that she repeated it. It was like, oh, okay.
Because she thought the same thing we thought. Uh-huh. Like, you heard what I said, Chloe. Where your sister at? Was she on such and such a date at such and such time?
Let me verify.
What was the reason?
The fact that when she got on the phone with him, though, and she brought it up to him, and he was just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, fight for me, fool. Fight for me.
That's what I was thinking. Like, you're not going to, like, fight for her. But she did also, we have to remember, she said she convinced him to take her back.
So he probably was just hanging around out of whatever emotions, maybe guilt, mm-hmm. we don't know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So that was glad that she was able to do that, though, because I'm not one to judge anyone. Mm-hmm. And if they could have worked it out, cool. But I don't think that she was at that space where she was going to be able to work it out. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. she was, like she said, she was always reminded of that. Mm-hmm. So that's not, you know, it wasn't healthy for her to pursue that relationship. So I'm glad that he didn't fight it for
absolutely.
Her own sake.
That's mm-hmm. a good point. Yeah, you know, yeah. I'm just being selfish and egotistical. Moving on.
I wish she would have fought for me. Craig, why didn't you fight? Who's Craig?
They're like, it's not you. Oh, sorry. I'm projecting. Anyways, so we're going to move on to a very appropriate topic of self-love, which I think this is a good time for.
Yes.
I digress.
So, Javier, I want to start with you on this because, of course, you are the most recent person that was on the show. How do you feel that your quest for self-love was improved throughout this journey?
You know, they don't air a lot of what you see, or they don't air a lot of what happens, you know, what they film. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I said in my final interview is I said, looking back, I could see that my dad was always proud of me. Mm-hmm. It was my own projection. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, like, I kind of, you know, I couldn't look in the mirror. I didn't see the same guy that I saw. I mean, growing up, I always had, I had a huge ego. Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, I'm the shit. Yeah, hell yeah, I can do anything.
Yes,
I want.
Yes, Javi.
You know, and afterwards, like, I lost that. You know what I mean? And when my dad was battling his own issues, you know, I mean, as you guys know, he passed away and he was cirrhosis of the liver, so he was drinking a lot. Yeah. So,
which I don't think everybody knows that. So just take a moment to acknowledge that part, that your dad has passed away.
Yeah, he passed away 3 months after the show.
Gosh, I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that him drinking and him distancing himself, you know, because, you know, I think he was kind of ashamed that he was drinking again. Mm-hmm. He didn't want me to see that. But I kind of took it as like, oh, I'm not enough to come around anymore. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it was that was, you know, we were both battling different
your
things.
Own yeah. things. Yeah. Yeah.
And by the time the show aired, I mean, he said what he had to say to me, and you know, I kind of understood at the end, like, this was me. This mm-hmm. this wasn't he was never the one that wasn't proud. Mm-hmm. I was the one that wasn't proud of myself.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you got a chance to
thank you.
Have that conversation with him.
Yeah,
you know, I'm so happy for you for that. Yeah, because I'm super close to my dad, so I can only imagine, like, you know, that's heavy.
And that piggybacks off last week. Mike was here, and one of the things that he had said was, as adults, we have to forgive our parents.
Absolutely.
And you know, and change our respect. So that was definitely.
It's funny, as you
parents
get older.
Are people too.
Yeah, I was going to say. You just parents see them as your too. Equals mm-hmm. as you get older, and it's mm-hmm. nice to be able to connect with them that way. Mm-hmm. So, D-Ran, you have something special for us, don't you?
Oh, my God. Don't you
special
wish
special.
Okay. So, this used to be called the top three, but we're calling at D-Ran's Life Tip.
Can we get a sound? D-Ran. Can we get a sound? Can no? D-Ran, sound?
Producer?
Oh, okay.
Better late than never. Okay. So, the top three for D-Ran's Life Tips is you can find on dranandersen.com. It's 5 altogether, but the top 3 for essential tips for developing a better you. Hmm. All right. Tip number 1. This is how you develop a better you, is remember today, not someday. Start the transformative experience today. A lot of people wait for tomorrow. You know, you ever heard that wine, the wine is, tomorrow, there will always be tomorrow. You always want to start
That's
today.
That's not true. There won't always be tomorrow.
Exactly.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Thank you. We didn't know. We didn't. But yes, so you have to start today. Wherever you are, no matter if it's 11 o'clock at night, as we saw on the show tonight, she was working out at 11 o'clock at night, right? If it's 1 in the morning, you're like, you know what? I need to actually start working out. You get up at 1 a.m. Mm-hmm. and you go to 24-hour fitness or whatever is there, right? And you go do it. You start immediately so you can captivate on the momentum. So today, not someday. That's number one. Well, that's number three. Number two is expect to accomplish something. This is the thing that I found that's very hard, that it was become a theme throughout the show with us as the cast members, as well as other people, is that when they start on a personal development journey, regardless if that's physical, mental, or emotional, they start, but they don't expect to finish. Mm-hmm. Or they don't expect to reach the goal realistically. In their mind, mm-hmm. they're like, ooh, I would like to be that. But when they close their eyes, they can't see themselves as being thinner. Mm-hmm. Or they can't see themselves as having a family. They can't see themselves being married or whatever that is. As you have to start it, and then you have to expect that you're going to finish and accomplish what you're going to accomplish. So that's right. Number two. And then number one is learn from the mistakes of others. That is the number one thing that's going to help you with personal development, to where you don't have to keep hitting your head against the wall. Mm-hmm. If somebody's telling you something, sorry, one of the biggest things that I had to tell somebody the other day is don't give so much pushback. I did, and but what about and except don't nobody care about all your excuses. Mm-hmm. Don't know. I can't stand talking to people that got a bunch of pushback to.
That's why the dude bothered me. Sean, was that his name? That's why he bothered me.
Okay, yeah. All the pushback.
I understand.
Yeah. And so that would be the thing that I would tell people is just listen, take it in, whatever nugget that you need to take in for advice. Mm-hmm. You don't have to take the whole thing in, but just listen and learn from other people's mistakes. So many people have a hard time just listening.
Mm-hmm.
And just learning from somebody else. That they would think that they just know the right way. Your way was different because you they done been there, done that, got a t-shirt, and they don't want you to get it.
Right.
So those are the top three tips, life tips for becoming a better you.
Yes,
sir. Ta-da.
Yeah, my mom used to say to me, Raven, why you gotta go around the block to get across the street?
Oh my gosh.
That was when I was younger, y'all. But it makes me think of number one.
That's
learn
so
from
real.
Other people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My dad had a couple little catchy phrases too. I'll let you have your moment in the sunshine.
My auntie said, go around the block to across the street. Yeah, go the long way.
It's so
a lot,
true.
When somebody can literally just say, just cross the
it's
street
right
here, and they don't do it.
You end up in the same place after you did all of that.
30 years later.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you're looking for help, you know what I mean? So it's like with us, we all wanted to go on the show. So one thing I always kept in mind is there's a reason Leon looks like Leon. There's a reason I look like me. You know what I mean? So
yes.
It's like he knows what he's doing. So it's best if I just shut my mouth and listen.
Mm-hmm. But everybody, they look at their lack. They come from so like it's a reason why they have what you don't. There is mm-hmm. a reason why. There's a paradigm shift mm-hmm. there somewhere. But so many people always try to find the differences of why you did that because
right.
and what you're really doing is moving out of the space of being a victim. I can't accomplish that because
yeah. mm-hmm.
or my situation is different because mm-hmm. right. And it's like no, it's not.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Raven.
Yes.
You have some news for us, don't you?
AfterBuzz TV
News. Oh my gosh, Raven.
Well, hello there.
Hello.
Javi.
Yes.
Thank you for coming.
Oh, thank you guys for having me.
Yes, you're going to be our news and gossip today.
Oh!
So, word on the street is you are writing a book.
Yeah, I just finished writing a book last week.
And, whoa.
Yeah, I've been working on it for the last 3 years. And it's my life story, you know what I mean, from almost the beginning to where I am now. So it's just a journey that I've been through, and there's a lot of, you know, crazy things that have happened, a lot mm-hmm. of interesting stories in there. So it's about 20 chapters right now.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'm trying to get it to a publisher. We'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
And if they enjoy it, might expand. You know, you never know. They might want to know something else, you know what I mean? So,
uh-huh.
so I'm willing to, you know, work on that. So, but yeah, I've been working on it for the last 3 years and finally finished.
And are you only wanting to have it published, or will you self-publish?
Yeah, I'll go any route that you know would be best for me at the time. So if I can find a publisher and you know they like what I have to bring and I'm not gonna have to compromise the integrity
mm-hmm.
of the book,
mm-hmm.
then I'll go that route.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not able to find anyone or any agents or anything that will take a chance in it, mm-hmm. then I'll do it myself. You know what
good
mean?
For
I,
you.
Yeah.
Come on.
And it's gone through like the editing process already.
Yeah, my brother, he's a literature major. So.
Oh, wow.
What? Now, what's your brother?
I know. I'm like, can we get his name, number, yeah. Instagram, email?
Yeah.
Right.
Hey,
so Twitter number?
Black Planet
yeah,
account?
So he helped me with it a lot.
Nice.
So it's really good because he knows exactly what I've been through.
So he can mm-hmm. fact check it.
And not only that,
he's
but like,
you
he told
lied
me, like,
in paragraph three.
No, he's like, he'll just be like, I know there's more emotion behind this.
Like, he can
let me
push
know.
You. That's
you know
awesome.
I mean? So, mm-hmm. and there was a chapter that was very, very sensitive, and about my daughters. And mm-hmm. he told me like, it seems like they're two different people that don't know each other. You know what I mean? Like,
gotcha.
Like, let's go ahead and I know you can do better. Write about the you know the connection between
mm-hmm.
them. And it was very emotional. I went back. I rewrote it, and he told me after, like, it's probably one of the best chapters that you've written.
That's beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah,
so. There's a title or no title or
no
working title?
No title, yeah. I originally planned it years ago, when your wife and I came up with the cutting class to get an education. But we'll see. We'll see. Like,
that's cute.
Cutting
it is
class
cute.
To get an education.
Yeah, because, you know, because like you said, I took the long route. Yeah,
like, yeah. Like, I went around a couple blocks.
Yeah.
Well, we all ended up here.
But we'll see. I mean, I'm willing to, like, that's something, I'm not married to any title right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm willing to to work on that. And
is it going to be a movie eventually?
Can I have the rights?
Yes.
Let me get the book. Let me read a sample manuscript situation.
Oh, that is amazing.
Yeah, so publishers, agents, writing agents, literature agents, where you at? We will be tagging you, okay?
Ta-da! What is one of the biggest takeaways that you think from the book so far, at the stage that it's at? What do you think, are you hoping?
I think it's perseverance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because I've had many transformations in my life, with the health one being the final, not the final, but like the latest transformation. Mm-hmm. But throughout my life, I've had to wear many hats, and I've always had to rise to the occasion.
Okay.
You know what I mean? There have been times where it took longer than others, but there was times where, you know, I was... Because I started... It's crazy. I started off in the book as a scared child. You know what I mean? That's how it starts off. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what's going on. And I eventually become, you know, this crazy teenager that thinks he knows everything and mm-hmm. behind the cell. You know what I mean? In lockup where I lost my grandmother. You know what I mean? Oh, 2 weeks before I was supposed to get out. And that was my fault. You know, like, I got involved in riots. I got involved in fights. You know, just attacks, group attacks. And
so you could have been out sooner.
I could have been a lot mm-hmm. sooner. I was only supposed to do a year. Mm-hmm.
How much did you end up doing?
Four.
Holy cow. 4 years.
Oh, and
you go into so do you go into detail in the book about that experience and everything else?
I didn't want to keep it too jail-based, but there's about 2 chapters about jail. And, I go into a lot of, like, the mental health, you know, because you're in, like, especially where I was in there as a juvenile. Mm-hmm. So from 16 to 20.
Oh, my gosh. And, those are... really mm-hmm. profound years of your life.
You see things that you shouldn't be seeing. Like I had to, looking back, I think to myself, these are children. We were children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they had, you know, kids cutting themselves, kids getting raped.
Wow.
One thing I write about is a guy that he blocked his window when we were in lockup. He blocked his window so they wouldn't see with feces. Mm-hmm. He smeared it all across the window, put a paper on there, like, come get me. And, like, because you lose your mind, 23 and 1. You know what I mean? Like, you go crazy in there.
Of course.
And as a child, you know, I think to my, like, that's one of the times where I really thought to myself, I don't think he belongs here with us. You know what I mean? Like he needs additional help. They're, mm-hmm. they're, like, some of us, yeah, we need help too, but we're a little bit more hardened. We're a little, you know what I mean? We're like, a little bit more functional. Mm-hmm. This guy really needs help. Mm-hmm. Even people are like, oh, he's just faking it. Like, you don't fake smearing feces on yourself and on the window. Like, this guy, he really needs help.
Yeah.
So you that thought that was more like a mental fit. That was like more mental help.
Yeah, because even if you're faking like that, like, I just want to get out of here. Like, that's desperation. You're resorting to some very mm-hmm. desperate tactics to get out of there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you do any work within the system? Volunteer work or anything like that?
I want to, but I'm not sure if my record will prevent that.
See,
but eventually,
really? Which is such are a catch 22.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
I think
you'd be the perfect person.
Right.
Yeah, but eventually, I do want to do some kind of outreach to help youth.
Well, once I help get you famous from this book, I'm sure they'll be calling.
I hope so. Yeah.
Leave it to me.
And I'll give you something. I told you before. I'll help you out as much as I can.
That's so great.
Thank you so much for being so vulnerable.
Absolutely.
And open with your story. It'll help so many people.
Oh, thank you. That's one thing I learned in therapy. Like I have to. Like, if I want to grow, I have to be honest with myself. I have to mm-hmm. be honest with people around me. And even, like, I work in a bank setting. So a lot of the times at my previous job, I never let anyone know that I was in jail or mm-hmm. anything like that. Now I'm pretty open about it. I say, hey, mm-hmm. this is who I am. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm. Right, you own it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I've grown from that. Obviously, you can see that's not me anymore. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But this is the journey that I've taken. You know what I mean? And this is part of the package.
Another question. So how long have you been at your current job? Did they see this physical transformation?
They did. Yeah, they did.
What did they say?
It's crazy. I broke my hand. So I went on leave. And when I went back, I think they thought...
As a result of what you wanted to do, the show.
No, I think they thought that I was gone because
of your hand.
Yeah, because they don't really follow me on social media or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
So I think they thought that I was gone to do the show. And I came back, like, you look amazing.
Oh, wow.
I was like, oh, yeah, like, that happened in December. You know what I mean? Like,
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, a lot of them, they weren't aware of what I've been through because mm-hmm. I just get there, I try to do what I have to do
to
take care of the little mm-hmm. clients. And they were just like, wow, we had no idea.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
The takeaway, guys, and Javier, you handle yourself well and just with poise and kindness, mm-hmm. is be kind to people. Because just in passing at the bank, you don't know what someone else's life what's happening to them in that moment. So,
Javier, how can people find you on social media?
Instagram at Incredible Javier.
Incredible
Javier.
You guys, yes. This has been an amazing journey. I really enjoyed this conversation, and yes. I hope that you guys did too. We're going to go ahead and end this episode. I know you're sad because we are. You can find me on Instagram and all social media platforms at Tiffany_Tony_TV. D-Ran, how can they find you, love?
You can find me on all social media platforms under D-Ran Anderson. That's D-E-E-R-A-N Anderson, or DRanAnderson.com, where I have more blogs like D-Ran's Life Tips.
Oh, the Life Tips. You can find me here at AfterBuzz at 3 o'clock doing the after show for Black Love, and it's so good. You can also find me on all social media, Raven, R-A-I-V-E-N, French, and that's it.
Thank you so much, Javier. Tell them one more time where they can find you. One more time.
Instagram at Incredible Javier. And it was a pleasure to be here. Thank you guys for having me
on. Of course.
So
yes. Yeah. All right, After Buzzers. We'll see you next time. Until then, buzz you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.